In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ed is my kind of guy. He is a pastor's kid, and so that puts him in awfully good company because seven of my favorite people in this world happen to be pastor's kids. But then his experience as a pastor's kid was a little bit different than my own children because his dad served nearly a century before I did. But one thing was true back then is still true today. The pastor's wisest counsel comes from his wife. Now, Ed's dad was serving in a time when there was still a bit of segregation within the congregation. Men sat on one side, women and children on the other. And when it came time for the supper, it was the men who came forth first, and then the women received the supper later. As a result, Ed's mom gave Ed's dad some awfully wise counsel. She told him that he really needed to address the hygiene of the men in the congregation, because some of them would come forth to the supper with tobacco in their beard, so that by the time that the women were receiving the supper, there were plenty of tobacco floaters within the chalice. So when the liturgical novelty came along of individual cups, that was awfully attractive because the women had this very thing in mind. So, liturgical hot take. Before you come up to the supper, make sure you brush your beard free of tobacco and other foreign substances. Now, while Ed spoke of the hygienic shortcoming of these men, he also spoke awfully warmly about their piety. He recalled the Great Depression, when economic reality meant that you wore the same suit over and over for roughly a decade. And Ed said that it got to the point that with some of these men, you could see through the seat of their pants. But their piety would lead them to wear only their Sunday best, even if it was falling apart. Now that seems so foreign, because none of my suits are falling apart in that fashion. In fact, there's only one thing in my wardrobe that is truly coming apart at the seams. It's a t-shirt that I got during my first year here at Concordia Seminary as part of our celebration of Oktoberfest, and therefore it is green with gold emblazoned upon it. The gold is actually our Luther statue, the head and shoulders of Luther, with a party hat upon his head, and then it's emblazoned, "Here I party." Now, I've had that t-shirt for over 25 years, and as a result, you really can't see Luther at all on it anymore. It has holes all over the place. It is literally falling apart, and so why do I still wear it? Because it is the most comfortable garment of clothing I have ever owned. Yahweh tells us through his prophet Isaiah that this creation, the heavens above, the earth beneath, and everyone who dwells in it, that all of it is coming apart at the seams. And yet, how easy it is for us to ignore that creation is coming undone because we are just so comfortable with where we are. Now, that comfort has good reason. After all, this creation is God's good gift to us. In this creation, he daily and richly provides us with all that we need for this body and life. In this creation, he gives us our daily bread. So when the end of the church year rolls around with its clarion call to long for all of this to just finish coming undone so that it can be redone, so that Christ can recreate it to be what it is supposed to be, we find it ever so easy to say, well, not quite yet. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, but if you could tarry a little bit longer so that I can enjoy these rags a little bit longer, then that would be just fine with me. How comfortable are you with the threadbare rags of this creation? So worn, so far from what it was created to be, so much less than what it will be at the return of our Savior Jesus Christ. Now, I'll let you answer that question for yourself. But I'll answer it for myself, and I will at least be honest enough to say that my comfort in this crumbling creation is far greater than it should be. There ought to be within me, within you, a fervent desire for these rags to just be done and fall apart so that they can be remade. And as long as I'm being honest, how about I honestly assess what my comfort in this fraying creation says about the source and substance of my hope, my confidence, my comfort. When my hope is bound up in this creation that will disperse like smoke, that then I should expect that my hope will also then disperse like smoke. When my confidence is bound up in this creation that is wearing out like a garment, then I should expect that my confidence will also wear out like a garment. When my confidence is bound up in, when my comfort is bound up in this life that will end like a gnat, then I should expect my comfort to be short-lived. Yahweh speaks to his people through his prophet Isaiah that they might have comfort, hope, and confidence that transcends this creation as it falls apart. By the time we reach chapter 51, Isaiah has already stripped 8th century BC Judah and Jerusalem of the illusion that lasting hope could be found in this age. Because they trusted in things that disperse like smoke and wear out like a garment, their idolatry will yield judgment through exile. Now, Yahweh strips you of the illusion as well. He reveals that the idols to which you cling for comfort and confidence are only part of this creation that's falling apart at the seams. Where do you look for comfort and confidence? The presence or absence of certain political leaders? The right trend in pandemic numbers and pandemic response? Certain balance in your checking account. The right direction in overall societal values. Now, wherever you look for comfort and confidence outside of Christ, Yahweh says, look to the heavens above and look closely to the earth beneath. For the heavens like smoke disperse, and the earth like a garment will wear out. And all its inhabitants, like a gnat, will die. Now, there's a reality check. The inhabitants of this creation, that's us, will die like a gnat. Now, you heard the ESV translation earlier that says that we will end up dying in like manner. See me after chapel if you want to hear why the Hebrew is better translated as we will die like a gnat. Now, the day would arrive when Judah and Jerusalem could not deny these words from Isaiah. The temple was gone, and they're carried off into exile in Babylon. The idols in which they had trusted had all fallen apart. And the day comes when you cannot deny these words from Isaiah either. Now, if you have eyes to see it, today is that day. Your idols fail you even when you cannot or will not see that it's all falling apart. But when you do see that everything is coming undone around you, just as Yahweh said to Judah, so he says to you, but my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will not be broken. Now, this creation wears out like a garment. So Yahweh saves you by destroying the garment that plagues you. He called Isaiah to proclaim it all the way back in Isaiah chapter 25. On this mountain, he will swallow up the covering that covers all people, the shroud that enshrouds all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The creation wears out like a garment. So the Lord swallows the garment, the shroud that envelops us. He did it on the mountain of his choosing, when he took the garment of death into himself. He consumed it, he destroyed it. And so he rose to life with a body that cannot die and never wears out. The first fruits of a new creation. And he promises you that the day is coming when he will give you the same. Isaiah tells you about this new creation that will never wear out. Isaiah 61, verse 10, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. You see, the answer to this fraying creation is not to escape it, but for Christ to recreate it. That is your comfort when you see it all just falling apart. Listen to Christ, who through his apostle says, while in the body we groan because we are burdened, not that we desire to be unclothed, but to be further clothed, in order that what is subject to death should be swallowed up by life. Listen to Yahweh, who speaks to you through his prophet Isaiah. As everything is fraying at the seams, he says, but my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness shall not be broken. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.